You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Travel. 11 minutes to 2 o'clock. Let us travel to the destination of discounts and possibly some freebies because it happens to be your birthday month. And the editor of eagerjourneys.com, Iga Mutsilska, joins us. Iga, how are you doing?
Excellent, thank you. Unfortunately, though, I didn't plan anything for the long weekend, so I'm kind of kicking myself. But I hope your listeners planned a little bit better and that they're going to enjoy an awesome, nice, relaxing break.
Sometimes the spontaneity of just getting in your car and figuring it out as you go along is also part of the fun. So those that want to travel, yes, there are no plans for Iga. But maybe you want to just figure something out and get on the road. But I'm excited for this one because I realize that birthday discounts are a thing. And if you don't plan your life properly, you miss out.
Yes, totally. You know, and I mean, what better way than feeling spoiled and celebrated and spending whatever you need to, but also saving along the way.
I literally thought the only thing my birthday will get me is the staff at Spurs singing for me and giving me that little cake with the sparkle.
Yes, Chico the clown, exactly. Such fond memories. I loved it. Yeah, absolutely adored it as a kid. But there are so many cool things to do. And first things first, if you want to plan the best birthday bash in Cape Town on a budget, it's all about how we're going to get there. And you can sign up for Flight Centre's newsletter via their website, and they will send you a 500 rand voucher on your birthday.
Oh, wow.
6 months, yeah. So you can really plan ahead, and you can redeem it against any kind of travel booking that you make on Flight Centre's website. So that's a really useful tip that I found.
So just to clarify, do they expect you to submit your ID as proof, and are we safe doing that? Because these days we're nervous about giving ID numbers or IDs for no reason.
Yeah, so certainly you're going to have to give a proof of ID for many of these travel experiences and attractions. And of course, if they are big companies that are well reputed, that are registered, you know, I think we can feel fairly safe. And obviously there's also the POPIA Act in place. So I think that certainly secures you know, our privacy. And of course, if you're booking a flight anywhere, you're going to have to give them your passport number or your ID number as well.
Yes, yes. Okay, so let's talk about some of the other places that you can maximize on getting older.
Yes, so one of the classic must-do experiences in Cape Town, and I'm so excited I'm doing it next week, is going to the top of Table Mountain. So you can do a return trip on the Tableway. And this is on any day of the calendar month in which your birthday falls. So this is valued at 290 rand. So that's a really good saving. And obviously, you need to bring your ID. And once you're at the top, you can treat yourself to a glass of bubbles or perhaps some wine. There's a new wine lounge at the top, which is very aptly named Views. And even if you want to save some money getting to Table Mountain, there's a free shuttle that operates every 15 to 20 minutes or so. And it departs from the Lower Tafelberg Road bus stop. So even if you just Uber to drop you off there, that's also a great way to save some money on the way up.
Definitely. That sounds like quite a smart one to get into. What else is there?
Yes. So there are a number of things you can do at the V&A waterfront. So you can experience a free ride at the Cape Wheel. And what you have to do is fill in an application form on their website. And on your birthday, you'll receive a free birthday voucher via your email. And this, again, is also valid for 30 days. And all you have to do is bring the printout and your ID to the ticket booth whenever you want to redeem it. Alternatively, let's say you didn't register and you don't have the printed voucher, you can also get a free ride on the actual day of your birthday. And, of course, just bring your ID or your driver's license. And staying with the V&A waterfront, there's also Two Oceans Aquarium. I think the kids will love this one.
I am smiling so much because that place is so fun. I got to go in January. And
yes,
it is so fun. And I think, obviously, if the kids are a little bit older, like they can are at reading age, it becomes even more fascinating because they can really take in the information about that thing, as opposed to, you know, in the case of me, it's like there's Baby Shark, there's Mommy Shark, and there's Nemo. Like, yes, that they even have little activities. Oh, so we fortunately were there when they were feeding the penguins. So we were there for penguin feeding time, which was such a delight because they've all got names. And of course, the individuals that the caretakers are there. I must warn people, though, it's a very stinky experience, but yes, still so worth it. And I think, you know, there's the room where they have the jellyfish, and it's like so dark, and the jellyfish just glow in the dark. That was absolutely beautiful. And then seeing the massive shark and getting to touch the different algae in that area where you can sort of interact with those things. So it is such a beautiful experience. Really, really, like, I encourage everybody to take their kids there.
Absolutely. And it's such an awesome educational experience. It's also very sensory, as you say. It's really top class, I would say. And what's wonderful is that there are 7 exhibits to explore. So like you mentioned, the penguins, there's the predator's tank. If you're brave enough, I don't know if you know this, you can even go scuba diving with the sharks in the predator's tank. I think
I'm
on the open ocean, but it's definitely something you can do. There's also the kelp forest. I particularly loved that tunnel, the underwater tunnel which you walk through, and you can just see all of the fish floating above you. That was so much fun. And again, so you can experience it on your birthday or for 6 days following your birthday. And the aquarium is open every day until 6 p.m. So that gives you some, you know, time to also do it early in the morning or later in the evening. And again, just bring your ID card and enjoy a fun educational day. And another thing I must add is Two Oceans does some really great conservation work when it comes to marine biodiversity. So it's really well reputed.
And I mean, you can use your same tag to go out and come back in. It's like a day thing, because there is so much to see if you want to go out and grab a bite or do something else.
Absolutely.
And then the last one.
Oh, gosh, so there are so many to choose from. I will just mention that there's the Zeitsmoker for art lovers. That's, again, during your birthday month. And for free for South Africans on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's also open-air screenings at Kirstenbosch, and I'd like to focus on that one. So it's called the Galileo Open Air Cinema, and it's very famous. It's located at Kirstenbosch Botanical Gardens. And so you can experience it for free during the week of your birthday. That's starting from the Monday through to the Sunday. And, of course, it runs in the spring and summer, so from October to April. And doors open at 6 p.m. on weekdays and 5 on Saturdays. So, again, you just have to bring a proof of ID. You get in for free. You also get a backrest, so you'll be really comfy. And, of course, a blanket. There's lots of food and drink stalls that you can buy some snacks and things from. So that's quite nice. And I mean, in Joburg these days, I think all the drive-throughs close, and I miss that so much. So I think this is an activity that's sort of akin to a drive-through, going into open-air screening. So that's lots and lots of fun.
But now, Iga, you know you have to come and do this for Gauteng, because we're all like, okay, when we can afford the Cape Town flights, we'll go there for our birthdays. But we need to know where we can go other than Spur to get some nice goodies. But thank you so, so much, Iga Mutilska. Her website is igajourneys.com.